Chapter 38. The Dancing Needles. Mrs. Frevel was cheerier when she answered the door that morning, and I wished that I could share her mood.
"Oh, he really, really loves his new cap."
She swirled her skirts. Turndap had something that might have been an old paisley pincushion tied with a tartan ribbon under his chin, and I never believed that a dog actually felt embarrassment until Mrs. Frevel's mongrel proved me wrong. "You look very smart," I said, but he avoided my gaze and backed shamefacedly away. I climbed to the top floor. "Is that you, Peter?" Geraldine called in response to my knock. "It is March." "I am coming." A floorboard creaked and the door came open a crack. "Oh, it is you." Geraldine let me in, locking and bolting the door after me. "I have been knitting," she announced, as if she did anything else. "What would it be?" "A scarf for Peter for when the winter comes." She settled back into her armchair and picked up the wool. "He feels the cold more after his time abroad." "That is a kind thought." I sat in the only other armchair. The drapes were drawn, as they often were, especially if Geraldine were alone. She felt safer in a cocoon. "He is very good to me." She slid a needle through and looped her brown yarn around it. "He does not like to wear bright things." "A lot of men do not."
"Mr. Grice is very..."
Geraldine Hockaday struggled for the right word.
"Colourful."
"In more ways than one." I hesitated. "Geraldine."
"I have not asked you," she admitted, "because I can tell by your face something is wrong."
"It did not go well," I confessed as she watched me with her quick, nervous eyes. "We caught Schlangazan as he was about to assault me."
"But that is exactly what you hoped to do," Geraldine cried, her triumph mixed with consternation.
"But we had to let him go," I said flatly. "The police were under a lot of pressure, and I had no real proof."
"But you had Peter as a witness, surely, and Peter is an officer and a gentleman. He has 3 medals.
I took a breath. "I am afraid that we do not know where Peter is." Geraldine's eyes flickered wildly, as if searching for her brother in that stuffy, dark room.
"Why not?"
"We had to leave him in Limehouse."
"Alone?"
"I am afraid so." Geraldine hunched over her work, needles dancing around each other, but the scarf not noticeably any longer.
"It is I who am afraid. Have you heard nothing from him?"
"Nothing," I said, and Geraldine curled herself deeper over.
"Then you must find him," she said. "It is as simple as that. Find him."
Her voice rose in pitch, but was still low in volume as the words rattled out of her.
Find him.
"We will do everything we can," I vowed. But I had no idea what we could do.